Love Triangle in Berlin. The camera rolled on what seemed to be a rehearsal of some sort. A string quartet set the mood on the stage with lights up on a hollow house. No audience besides the skeleton crew being careful to pretend they almost don't exist so the performers can exist. So they can play with intimacy in a quiet, simple, aching love for what is about to take place. The scene was being set with a singer who lit her torch like a Billie Holiday, Joni Mitchell love child, saying her final words before setting herself or maybe someone else on fire. In the background, there was a man wearing a simple garb of leather and denim, a bit like James Dean had he not died, had he straggled on to later years. He looked in a mirror while applying whiteface and watching the music be played, and tried not to act like he was being filmed, and tried not to act like the hair on his arm was standing up, and tried not to act like every note was possibly guiding him to a premature breaking point. And just then, a dancer entered stage left, seemingly improvising to the strings and flames, and every new angle of her flesh and bones translated the song into a language that was like a binary universal code to be understood by all. Even maybe a god who will finally show face for a thing like this. And as the man with an unfinished sloppy face stood to meet the expert motions of her always wishes and muscles and blood traveling that made him realize his craving for life, like seeing a hummingbird hover in super slow motion, and for a second believing he too could live like that, could fly like that. But as he attempted to reach out, he only fumbled and fell and rolled around, hoping to be something else that would be enough for her and equal. And maybe it was all part of the choreography, which it must have been, because otherwise, why would cameras be watching, making movies for posterity, and maybe even art? Or was this reality TV? Or was this a dream? Then the singer, setting the tone, seemed to be watching on, and the dynamics became that of an age-old love triangle in Purgatory Circus, hanging on with desperation, not wanting to let go and find out where the end would lead. Even as the string quartet finished the song, the singer continued in a cappella freestyle, lingering on with a slightly off-key madness. As the dancer and man-clown continued with her, the camera rolled on steady, all in a single shot, taking everything in, over shoulders, extreme close-ups, two shots, not sure if they want to be singles, or maybe even a three-shot. The man-clown stopped trying to reach the heights. The dancer stopped moving, only to reveal she actually had wings. The singer stopped singing at last and entered into the breast of the dancer, who collapsed her whole wingspan around her. As the man, boy, clown watched for a moment, then walked away back to the mirror and began to scrape off the makeup to a level of not clean but only distortion that brought himself at last to where his truth was in that time of giving up everything he thought he wanted, as he still tried to pretend the camera wasn't rolling on this autobiographical dream ballet that actually had no meaning at all, besides the meaning of getting to the next moment through a path of art, love, and letting go of the last moment that will always be remembered for awards at foreign film festivals, and that will have to be enough. As they all pretend to relax at the first screening, hearts racing, watching carefully and sometimes looking down instead. Not because they were scared or embarrassed, but because they almost couldn't take the realization that the scene that clicked before them from light over their heads was more alive than everything they have done in between the lines. And while the audience applauded and praised, they had already made their exit and found themselves in a bathroom stall, fumbling and dancing and improvising a silent song that would never be sung again. And there were no cameras this time, so they knew it was real. As they went their separate ways to meet the press and smile and pretend like it was all a show, and not their own private stop-motion love virus that no camera could capture ever. And ever and ever and ever they would ache to return, but an old age may only sit watching this memory back on the late show with popcorn and wine and dancing and touching with themselves alone, wondering if the others are doing the same. and if they should call and find each other again, to say goodbye one more time.